from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shanahan, don't think Trent is the best tackle in the NFL. I don't. All I'm saying is I'm allowing for the possibility that some of our appraisals and assessments of 49er players don't jibe with theirs.
Well, then I would say that's negligence on their part.
Why?
I'm not saying give Trent Williams a 10-year deal. I'm saying, Steiny, we got to acknowledge what – I don't need Kyle to tell me how great Trent is as his job. Is he getting older? Yes, but he's still playing at the top of his game, and he's your best offensive lineman.
Here's what I believe is a – I don't know if it's philosophical or fundamental.
All right.
I think the 49ers might be thinking, okay, nobody realizes this, but if we pay Ayuk and we pay Trent Williams, at the end of this season, we are going to have to undergo drastic changes in our personnel, drastic, because now we got to pay Purdy, okay? So if we just give them what they want, all right, then we all know at the end of this year, no matter what happens, this thing's over in terms of the continuity of most of the players. And I think the way they look at it is if we hold the line and we continue to make sound decisions, evaluating players, we will give ourselves a chance to be more competitive for the next 3 to 5 years because we will be able to maintain more continuity. We would rather have to bite the bullet on one player this year than pay them both, knowing we're going to have to make drastic changes after one year.
I'm not sure that's at all.
Okay, well, that's what
that
they got to decide.
One player is Brandon Ayuk. I don't even think they got to decide. Like, Trent Williams is a must. You got your Brandon Ayuk replacement in the draft. You don't have a replacement for Trent Williams. I'm not giving my quarterback, and I know I got to pay him, $60 million and then swap out his left tackle, and I got my offense predicated on the run game and the holes that Trent Williams creates. Like, this is a no-brainer. It's just about for Trent to me, Steiny. It's not about if, it's about when. But Ayuk, everything you said, I'm with you.
Okay, well, all we're differing on here is
the importance.
You think Trent Williams is the most important?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I think there's a scenario in which Trent Williams wants so much money that they have to start thinking about not paying him that money. I don't know. But it's clearly not easy. It's not easy. Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, Steiny. Great to have you back after your vacation, man. Guru was suffering quite a bit, you know. He felt a little off his game. So I'm just playing you.
I'm good, baby.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Hey, so overall, I have a question for you guys and your answer to it. But my opinion about all this is that I think the best overall consensus is that what I would like to see is if we do trade Ayuk, trade him to the Browns like we were talking about earlier on the radio, and getting Cooper back with some compensation, if it can happen, so you can still put that money towards Trent. And, Goo, I agree with you. Trent is a much more valuable asset. You have arguably, if not the best left tackle in the game right now. You have to pay that man. How is Purdy going to get the ball off if he doesn't have his blind side protected by the best tackle? And so my question is, if we were to do that, do we actually have the money available to do that? Because Cooper's going to come off the books, you know, if we were to trade for him the following year. But can we actually make that move where we guarantee, we give Trent Williams his guaranteed money if Ayuk was traded and we get Cooper back? So that's what I was kind of wondering from your guys' opinion.
I mean,
Ayuk's deal wouldn't kick in to next season
right.
anyway, right?
But right.
You can't tell me that would be a problem, having Mabari, you know, fall off the books unless he was so stellar, Stani, they found a way to bring him back. But, I mean, right there, that's a win-win for next year, which you're fixated on, and so is the team. But when you say prioritize, Stani, to me, winning is a part of that. And when you have top-tier talent like a Trent Williams, I'm not putting Ayuk in there, as much as I love him, Stani, it's just, Trent's no dummy, Stani. He's not going to try to bring the house down and watch it crumble or burn.
Why would you say that?
Because
we have no idea what he's asking for.
Because he's under a contract. He wants more guaranteed.
Okay.
Because he has zero.
Okay.
Okay, so we all understand that. That's not like, you know.
Why isn't it done?
Well, I don't have that answer.
And they knew this 4 months ago.
But you can look at me with those eyes, Stani, and tell me, will it get done? And I'll say, hell yes.
Okay. Maybe it will.
Trent Williams, that is.
Maybe it will. I'm not saying you're wrong. And in fact, I think you're probably right. But it's obvious to me that right now the San Francisco 49ers believe that if they just acquiesce to Ayuk and Trent Williams, that next year they're going to have to almost turn over. Maybe they have to turn over the roster. And I'll tell you this, here's the other thing. Here's the one thing I could totally get. I think there is something to the Amari Cooper thing. Because not knowing the specifics of the salary cap, but knowing enough, I would absolutely, positively get Amari Cooper in here for 1 year. He comes off your books. You believe in Pearsall. Next year, he becomes the guy. And that's your win-win. That's your win-win. Not paying Brandon Ayuk $28 million or whatever it is, knowing that Ayuk is going to cost you some of his teammates that you're not going to be able to keep on the team.
Right. And
I think the Niners are looking at this bigger picture than we are. I think we're looking at it as this is it. And they are not looking at it that way. That doesn't mean they don't want to win it. They want to give themselves the best chance to win this year, but then also next year and the year after that. And I think maybe they think that if they make some of the wrong decisions right now, they're only giving themselves a chance this year and next year and the year after that, they could be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, I'll say this to that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I understand your point. But Stani, forget if their decision is a right or wrong decision. If you're starting to make and lose talent because of money, then that's why you can look back on this run since 2019 and say, damn, they really did miss an opportunity. Because now we are making decisions not based on talent. We can't afford it. And I thought that was going to be next year, but actually it's already creeping in and rearing its head this year.
Why?
So when we talk about...
Because McCaffrey wants more money.
He got
his. Trent Williams. Right. But he got more money this offseason.
Right.
They had to renegotiate
trying to do the same thing.
Exactly.
And again, I don't know if this is, Stani, if there is no alarm rung on Trent Williams right now. There's nothing to see here. Again, he wasn't going to play Saturday in Tennessee. But if you're telling me this is what it's going to be like, or guys like Ayuk, or now the Ayuk's different. Trent Williams is not going to be around. Then I'm like, hey, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me help you with that window to open it because it's closed. And I think the Niners know that. So there is no plan B for Trent Williams. Like, there is no Pearsall on the O-line that I think could just take over and have an impact. That's why, and you're not suggesting that. Stoney, that's crazy. This dude, Trent Williams, is still Billy Badass.
Okay.
He's different than Ayuk.
Why not just make Ayuk play on his fifth year then?
Because he has to show up and want to play, Evan. And he's telling you he doesn't want to do that. That's why he's not in practice.
But once he starts actually, I do think, as opposed to Trent, like, Ayuk showed up the training camp because he didn't want to get fined.
Right.
So clearly money matters to him. If he doesn't start showing up, then he won't make money this year. And he's already, I feel like money does matter to him. And if you're trading a player just to get a compensatory receiver back, that's going to come off your books anyways. Well, then why not just say, we're not dealing you.
And maybe that's what they've done, Evan. Maybe that's where this thing is going. And Ayuk, right before week one, said,
I would make Ayuk hold out.
And wow, man.
And they may be doing that. They may actually be doing that. But if we get into the season and it begins to have ramifications in terms of they're losing games, and it might be because of that, well, then you've jeopardized your season by playing hardball with Brandon Ayuk.
But you know what I mean? He'll be losing games and money. Ayuk. And that's what Evan's point is.
Again,
like, it feels like it's headed there, and he's going to say, I'll show up.
Do you believe the 49ers know, you know what? He's going to show up. He's going to show up. Of course, he's not going to not show up.
If they don't trade him,
he's going to show up.
Yes. If they don't trade him, yes.
What?
That's how they're thinking. And the clock's already started on that.
Well, then, if they believe, if they believe, look, he's coming in, we know it, then truly, there's nothing to see here. They're not going to do anything. If they truly believe he's going to play for $14 million, right. Well, then I wouldn't do a thing. I wouldn't do a damn thing. I would let him, I'd say, yeah, you're coming in for $14. We knew you were a good little thumper. We knew you would. We knew you were gutless. We knew
we could ride you out.
Yeah, we knew. We knew we could get you for that number.
And that's the leverage the Niners have.
But if they actually don't want to go into the season with Ayuk holding out because they feel like that would jeopardize this year, then maybe
a deal is had.
Maybe. Like, I feel like I get.
But if they knew that answer, wouldn't they want to do it sooner than later and not just mess around and
well, maybe they didn't know the answer. Maybe they thought early in the offseason they were going to be able to get him. Yeah. I don't know. Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellow. Good. Welcome back, Steiny, man.
Thank you.
Well, last time I was in Boston, it was too crowded and too hot, man. But I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
When you were there.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, a couple things on my – I'm not a Niner fan, you guys know, but I do like Ayuk. I was hoping he was going to end up in D.C., but it looks like that's not going to happen. I just saw the wire where they said Pittsburgh and the Niners are working on a trade, so I don't know how valid that is, but that was like an hour ago, so I don't know if you guys saw that, but it looks like something's definitely brewing. And Guru, I think that – I think Ayuk needs a new agent, man. He blew it. You know what they say in negotiations? He who moves first or speaks first usually loses. So, Stein's always talking about negotiating. He's right. I think I think Ayuk made a big mistake showing up. He shouldn't have come in. He went in and wanted to meet with the Niners a couple weeks ago or a month or so ago. That's off script. That's not the kind of thing a player does. You don't go in. You don't go in and talk to those people, man. It's like the IRS. My accountant says, listen, if the IRS calls you, you don't talk to them. You let the people that are professionals do that. So are you going in there and talking to these guys? You don't do that, man. He's showing desperation. He blew it. As far as I'm concerned, he don't have any. He lost his leverage, man. At least Trent Williams is staying away. That's what you got to do. You can't let these people think you're desperate to come in. There's no reason for him to be desperate. So I feel like just from a distance, I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like kind of blew it. Then another thing I wanted to say on the Niners, they kind of blew it too, because you know they talked about resetting the market for Purdy. They talked about they went and paid McCaffrey, I think, a little too fast. They sent a lot of weird messages in the offseason, man. So it does kind of make me wonder about the locker room and what that chemistry is going to look like this year, given all the upheaval in the offseason. Again, welcome back, Steiny.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call. Man. Yeah, the three teams we're hearing it's Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and the Patriots still. And the name I heard for the Patriots would be Kendrick Bourne.
Born again.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It feels like, and I remember our show we did where we did the predictions on Clay and Ayuk Steiny, and I said I predicted both of them out of here, but the Ayuk one was the one I was like, man, that's a bit of a stretch. But just hearing Austin and the radio host in Pittsburgh that we keep talking about, they want Brandon Ayuk. Like, they want Fields or Russell Wilson to have him as an option. But, man, I would be stunned, Steiny, if Brandon Ayuk is no longer a 49er. But it feels like, man, there could be something on the stove. A little pilot is lit.
I also think what the 49ers have to think about, and I know apparently he's everybody's favorite offensive lineman of all time, but how old is he? Say it again.
36.
He's 36. So let's say you, and I'm going to use it, let's say you give in to him and give him what he wants, knowing, you know what, it's going to hurt us down the line. What if he gets hurt this year? Then you have less of a chance in the following years.
But that applies to, remember,
he's 36.
Yeah. It's the Steph Curry thing, Steiny. Okay. What if he gets hurt? Like, it's a wrap. That's the chance.
I don't think so. I mean, like, I may be in the minority, and I'm not saying he ain't any good. Obviously, I'm not a line expert. He's one of the best in the league.
Still playing at a high level.
Right. Right. But he's 36. He's 36.
But what his job makes the quarterback and running back's job a hell of a lot easier.
It's
a must.
Here's what I just don't understand. I mean, you don't have to understand the salary cap to realize they can't pay everybody. They can't.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply to him, to me.
Well, okay, that's to you. Yeah. All I'm saying is maybe they're looking at every single thing under the sun.
And as crazy as it sounds,
what if they trade Trent Williams for another good left tackle?
He's not at practice. So as crazy as that sounds to me, I'll give you a point on he's not there. He's not at practice. He's at the house. Now, to what Austin said, Steiny, about Ayuk doing the tour and showing up, I think he's showing up because of what Evan said. He didn't want to get fined.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Niners. And, man, there's a lot going on. Brandon Ayuk, according to Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area, is as close now to being traded from the Niners as at any point this offseason. How close does that mean? I'm not sure. But we're here in Pittsburgh, we're here in Cleveland, we're here in the Patriots.
And they got a game Saturday. I know it's preseason, but man,
Trent Williams isn't around. He's holding out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.